Congress gets set for a special visitor. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky is reportedly on his way to Washington to meet with President Biden and address Congress tonight.
Zelensky is also expected to meet with top congressional leaders and National Security Committee members. The visit has been closely guarded. In a note to colleagues, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi simply encouraged lawmakers to be physically present for what she said would be a very special focus on democracy. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The massive $1.7 trillion spending bill under consideration in Congress contains $45 billion more in aid for Ukraine. It also includes
$850 billion on defense funding and $770 billion on domestic spending. And that includes $40 billion for disaster relief, billions for programs that were authorized by the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, the CHIPS Act, and the PACT Act, which is for veterans. The Electoral Count Reform Act in response to January 6th.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Americans will soon find out how much former President Trump paid in taxes or did not pay after the House Ways and Means Committee voted yesterday to publicly release his tax returns. The New York Times reports the returns show Trump paid zero taxes in 2020. Cancellations and delays for travelers this holiday week as a winter storm grips much of the nation. Many airlines are waiving change fees related to the storm.
Forecasts are calling for freezing temperatures throughout the lower 48, while the Midwest is expected to get hammered by a bomb cyclone that will bring heavy snow and possibly blizzard-like conditions in places like Chicago and Milwaukee as early as Thursday, and rain and sleet along the I-95 corridor later this week.
Fox's Charles Watson, America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Police in Toronto charge 8 teenage girls with killing a homeless man.
Police say the gang of mostly 13 and 14-year-old girls who all met each other online swarmed the 59-year-old man near a train station. The man had reportedly been living at a homeless shelter. Witnesses flagged down EMS after they saw the girls stab the man who was taken to a hospital. Police say they were found at the scene carrying a number of weapons. Three of the girls have a history with police. All 8 girls are charged with second-degree murder. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
This week's weather certainly indicates winter is here, but today is officially the first day of winter.
Winter solstice, the shortest day of the year and the first official day of winter. It makes a grand entrance this year with up to 2 feet of snow or more and blizzard conditions, with ferocious winds expected from the plains to the Great Lakes, making for travel nightmares on the roads and airport delays and cancellations. This traveler, one of the lucky ones, booking his flight from Nashville to Edmonton early.
Being a delayed, let's say, a day or so is a big deal if you're supposed to get home on the 22nd and suddenly it's the 23rd or 24th. So, you know, fingers crossed.
The Northern Rockies, Plains, and Upper Midwest on the first official day of winter also preparing for wind chills this week that could plummet to 50 below. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Actress Sonia Eddy, who played Nurse Epiphany Johnson on the ABC soap General Hospital, dies.
You and Sonny aren't the only one with secrets. I respect yours. You need to respect mine.
The soap says Eddie passed away Monday night at age 55. No word on the cause of her death. And baseball superstar Carlos Carrera And the Mets have reportedly reached a late-night deal after his Giants deal fell through. The New York Post reports the 12-year deal with the Mets is for $315 million. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.